President Obama on his way back to D.C. after campaigning in Colorado. But with the turmoil in the Middle East, should he have never left the White House? Let's ask Nick Gillespie, editor-in-chief for Reason.com, and Kirsten Powers, Daily Beast columnist. Kirsten, to you first. What's a president doing campaigning right now?
It's a great question. I think that it's really in bad taste for him to be out doing a fundraiser in Las Vegas when you sort of juxtapose that against the pictures that are coming out of the Middle East, that things are seemingly getting even worse than they were before. Thankfully, there haven't been any more Americans killed, but you are seeing these humongous crowds people who are very upset with the United States, and we've had this major tragedy in the Middle East with 4 Americans dead. So I would think that he would be at home focused on that.
But he's not. And as a matter of fact, it seems like he's choosing Letterman over Netanyahu to sit down and talk to. The Israeli prime minister complaining that the president wouldn't meet with him. The president instead going on David Letterman's show, an entertainment show. Nick, what do you make of that?
I take less umbrage at the fact that he's still campaigning, you know, or that he's talking about people like Nicki Minaj, the rapper, rather than the Chicago teacher strike, or even about foreign policy. The problem here is that he's had basically 3.5 years or 4 years to detail a foreign policy. He doesn't have one. We stumbled with Egypt in the beginning when we were dragging our feet on what we wanted there. We misplayed Syria and the possible American support for rebels and whatnot there. We have screwed up clearly in Libya. I mean, we went in there illegally, unconstitutionally under Obama. So I'm less worried about him campaigning because he wants to win office. But the fact is he doesn't have a foreign policy. And the statements that have come out in the wake of, both this stupid, phony movie that's circulating, as well as actual deaths and attacks on U.S. personnel and diplomatic corps, is stunning to me. We need a strong person, not somebody who says, I'm going to go bomb everybody, but rather somebody who says, this is the American position. If we're giving you money, we expect you to protect our people. And if you're not going to do that, then we're going to give the heave-ho. Rasmussen is showing 58% of Americans want us out of the Middle East, and we should be out.
We have a Fox News poll out tonight that shows Obama had 48% to 43% for Mitt Romney. So this whole thing seems to be rebounding positively, Kirsten, to the president, despite the fact he really seems MIA.
Well, I mean, I don't think that it would be factored into any polls that are coming out right now. And I haven't seen that Fox News poll, so I don't know if they asked specifically on this issue. But this is a pretty rapidly developing issue, and I'd be more interested to see how things are next week, especially if things continue to go badly. Tomorrow there's a lot of expectation that the crowds are going to increase even more in terms of people who are gathering outside at least the embassy in Cairo. So I think that absolutely he did not give a strong response to this, and he's been really helped out by the media, who have decided to obsess over the timing and the tone of Mitt Romney's statement, which, even if you think was bad, I mean, other things are going on,
we should be able to multitask. Real story is Obama, I mean, he's the president, he runs our foreign policy, and he is falling down on the job. One of the reasons why he's able to get away with it is that Mitt Romney is kind of inconsistent or incoherent on foreign policy.
Nick, to your point about the president not meeting with people who need to be talked with, the UN getting together this week, the president's going to make an address at the assembly, but he's not meeting with anyone, and that's virtually unheard of for it to happen that way. I want to bring up something a little lighter in tone. The First Lady talking to Dr. Oz on his healthcare show had this to say.
I do a lot of work with the military families and spend a lot of time on military bases. And the number one thing that prevents young people from the ages of 17 to 24 qualifying for the military is obesity. They are finding that they've got to do a whole lot of re-education in the military just to get soldiers ready for combat. So yes, it is absolutely a security issue for our country.
Okay, let me put it this way. Dr. Oz asked her, I think obesity is the biggest threat to national security. And the First Lady answered, why, yes, it is.
This is absurd and insane and profane. I mean, the biggest threat to security is currently is Islamic terrorism, and it's American foreign policy that makes people want to bomb us. You know, kids can be fat. It's not a problem, and it's not a national epidemic. And for God's sake, you know, we got, you know, if you want to talk about Obama taking it easy, we've got much more important things than, you know, this ongoing nanny state obsession of some people in Washington saying we've got to, you know, we've got to change what people are allowed to eat. It just is very unnerving to me.
Kirsten, the fact that the Obama and the First Lady are constantly on these entertainment shows, it just doesn't work at a time of crisis. It seems like it's just in bad taste. Your reaction?
Well, for the First Lady, I'm sure this was probably scheduled or maybe even taped earlier, right. So I wouldn't give her any criticism on that. And I actually like her anti-obesity campaign, so I guess chalk one up for the nanny state here. Yeah. But I think that Obama should not be doing things like this in the type of crisis that we're going on, that's going on right now. I don't agree that he should never do them just because we're in an economic crisis. But look, what's happened in the last couple of days is extremely serious and very, very concerning. And I would think that the president would be taking a more somber tone in dealing with it.
Nick, last word.
Well, I think that Obama has actually learned from Jimmy Carter. He's been acquainted with Jimmy Carter quite a bit. Carter, in a much more serious situation, the Iranian hostage crisis, he was a captive of the White House, and he couldn't get away from doing anything. Obama recognizes that he's competing. He's not competing against Islamic terrorists. He's competing against Mitt Romney. And if he keeps it light, you know, he's doing pretty well in the polls because Mitt Romney can't match him, you know, with a coherent foreign policy.
We got a long way
so
to
from
go.
I mean, it's unseemly, but from a straight electoral position, I mean, you got to say Obama's playing it right now.
Boy, the politicos, they've got a lot to answer for.
Yeah, Nick, no, absolutely. But I mean, right. From a strategic point of view.
I understand.
Right.
Yes, it's amazing to me. Nick and Kirsten, thanks so much for coming on tonight. It's always a pleasure to
have
you two on. Thank you.
Thank you.